Morning Show. Coming up this hour, how's your singing voice? Closer to Madonna or Minnie Mouse? Well, there may be hope for you yet. We'll meet one Winnipeg woman who found her voice in a very unusual choir. And up next, we're going to talk about singing. We talked earlier when Sarah Penton was in the room about choirs and my experience in the choir. Well, we have more for you. This time, it's a choir that sings to its own tune. If you're destined to never be the next Pavarotti, if the dog runs from the room when you turn up the stereo, and if the only place you're willing to sing is in the shower, there may be hope for you yet. It's a choir for people who may or may not be able to sing. But for choir member Martha Epstein, it's not about whether you can hold a note. For Martha, this choir is about making a different kind of harmony. And for her, it's meant finding a different kind of voice. And Martha Epstein joins me now. Good morning.
Hi.
So do you consider yourself a singer?
No, definitely not. Although now I consider myself a person who can sing when I want to, but I certainly would never qualify myself as a singer.
So how does someone who's not a singer start singing?
You find out about Spirits Call Choir or about the Siobhan Robin Song Workshops, the one of which is coming up next weekend, or this coming weekend. And you go to it and you have so much fun and you're singing with such a large group of people that you never feel as if your voice is going to be heard above everybody else's. So you just start singing along and you have so much fun. And after a while, you start to realize that your voice sounds better than you thought it would because you're relaxed and you're not self-conscious about somebody hearing just you. Uh-huh. And I think the more you sing, the more your voice starts to come back.
So how did you get started?
A friend of mine was in the choir, and she and another friend of hers and I happened to be at the same place at the same time, and they were practicing one of the songs that they sang in the Spirits Call Choir, and they kind of looked at me and said, "You should join the choir." And I kind of thought, "Oh no, not me." But they said, no, you don't have to. There's no auditions. You don't have to feel as if you can sing. It's for anybody, even all those people who've been told that they can, you know, they can't sing and they should keep their mouth shut, or they should just pretend they're singing.
Mouth the words?
Yes, yeah. It's although I don't want to leave the impression that everybody in the choir or at the Robin Song workshops are people who can't sing, because there are people who have very good voices who are also who also go to that, and they do so because they really find a joy in it, being singing with people who are just there for singing for the joy of it. It's really wonderful.
So what's it like to sing in this group then, of some who certainly can sing, but many who are really trying or just really learning how to sing? What is that like?
It's fun. When you first go there, you kind of think, is somebody going to teach me, or I'm not going to know the songs? And nobody does anything. You know, you just go sit somewhere and people start singing, and you sort of follow along. And in the Siobhan Robin Song workshops, all we really have are words most of the time. We don't even have music, and she's just going around teaching four different parts to groups, kind of separating people according to their vocal range, or telling people, you know, try it here, and if it seems too high or low, move over a section and try it out there. And it's also fun for people who normally think that they sing, you know, alto, for example, to see if they could actually do soprano. So they'll try the soprano section for a bit and see if they can do that, which is fun. You know, there's no pressure. There's nobody who says you have to do this, I lost my train of thought.
No, that's okay. Well, paint me a picture then, because I'm trying to visualize this group. How big is it? How many people, and what kind of music do you sing?
Well, are we talking about the choir or the Siobhan Robin Song workshops? The workshops are around 50 people. The choir at the moment is about 150. We've had as many as, I think, 190-something at times. So it's a big group. So you can understand how, as one singer who feels that you can't really sing, you're not going to feel as if your voice is going to stand out above everybody. And as a group, you sound absolutely phenomenal, and it gives you such a sense of confidence that, hey, you know, I'm a part of this, and we sound great.
What kind of music do you sing?
Tends to be sort of spiritually uplifting or uplifting. As you heard, a little bit of feeling groovy. That's one type. Some of it comes from a religious background, although we try to avoid music that is very specifically religious, or that where the words are perhaps too specific for everybody's comfort level. So we'll have songs that will often talk about a spirit or something as opposed to a god, and it and people are more comfortable with that, so you can embrace all sorts of religions in the group and people who aren't religious. A lot of the songs are in different languages. We sing in Latin and French and Spanish and Russian and a number of different African dialects, and it's
so
amazing.
Is the choir any good?
Yes. You heard one song from our CD. We have another CD that will be coming out sometime this year. We do two performances a year.
And you mentioned some workshops as well, and we'll talk about those mm-hmm. in a minute, so people understand what the workshops are. But how does it feel when you're standing there? You're surrounded by other people in the choir, and you're belting it out. How does that feel?
It feels wonderful. I mean, you don't always belt it out. If you know, depending on your vocal range and the particular song, some of the songs are a little higher or lower than your comfortable vocal range, so you may not be belting that out unless you're a really strong singer. And you know, I for one don't consider myself a strong singer, and but you're still sort of giving it your all, and it sounds absolutely fantastic. It feels wonderful, especially when we're doing performances, and you know, there's all of those people out there, and you get lots of clapping, and it's really wonderful. And our choir director, Jeremy Valance, is just fantastic. He just makes everybody feel completely at home and completely comfortable, and kind of tells them, doesn't matter, don't worry, doesn't matter what you sound like. And people stop worrying and they sound fantastic.
Well, you know, and that takes a lot to approach something like this as a non-singer, to suddenly decide to join a choir. Now, what is it that you get out of singing that you don't get from anything else?
Well, that's probably a very big question. I've often wondered what it is about music that seems to have something that affects one physically. It really does. It makes people relax. It gives people a sense of I don't know, uplifting. It really makes you feel good. And too many people feel because they can't sing or nobody wants to hear them sing, they don't sing at home. You know, maybe they'll sing in the shower, as you say, or you know, like I did, driving along in my car with something where nobody's going to hear me. But most of the time, people don't sing, and it's a very... I suppose it's like the kind of high that people get, that runners get. I mean, I'm not a runner, so I don't know, but they talk about that kind of high. Well, I think that's the kind of high you get when you just can sing freely out of your own heart. And
well, and I don't want to ask your age, but when did you start singing? When did you take on singing as part of your life?
I think it was about 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you've actually taken a workshop for people who don't sing. How did you get involved in that?
It's sponsored by the Spirit's Call Choir, the Siobhan Robinson Workshops. And this is the sixth year that the choir has brought the workshops to Winnipeg. And I took it last year, and wasn't quite sure at first how it was going to be different than the choir and why should I do that, but it was an amazing experience, because it's just Friday night all day Saturday and Sunday afternoon. By the end of it, you perform a mini concert. You've learned about, I don't remember, 8 songs or something in 4 different parts, and you put it all together, and I just couldn't believe how you could do that in one weekend. And again, it wasn't a teaching workshop. It's not somebody, you know, putting you through some sort of vocal exercises. Mm-hmm. It's just, here's the song, here's your part, this is how it goes, start singing. And it was really a wonderful experience, and it was just so much fun.
And I understand you want to now get your daughter in on the act.
Yes, I do. I remember thinking last year, this would be really fun to have Samantha come and join me to do this. So I asked her if maybe next year, this was last year, of course, she might come out for it. And so when we got closer and we could confirm the date, I said, if I bring you out here and pay for the workshop, will you come and join me for this? So.
And does she sing?
Not to my knowledge. You know, I can't tell you that. I can't say that I've ever actually heard her sing other than, you know, in elementary school concerts or singing Happy Birthday or something like that. But
so do you think she's coming because she wants to start singing or because she's humoring her mom?
I think it's more likely that she's humoring her mom.
Well, we have your daughter on the line. We've reached Samantha Epstein in Elora, Ontario. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Samantha. Now, your mom says she hasn't heard you sing. Are you a secret Ella Fitzgerald?
I doubt it. I like singing, not in public, but I like singing, you know, to the radio or CDs or the TV commercial that might come on that I particularly like. I wouldn't consider myself an actual singer either.
What would be your favorite song to sing?
Oh, geez. That depends on the mood I'm in. You've got sort of your sad songs that are just nice, like that have the melodies and nice musical aspects to them, and then just the sort of happy songs, or, you know, now you've got the odd catchy thing that comes on, like the new Apple laptop commercial, that kind of thing, that has a catchy enough tune that you can't help but get it in your head, and then you're singing it all day if you want to or not.
Do you find you're singing more now as you hear tunes, you try to sing them?
I don't think now more than before.
Oh, okay.
Just depends on what happens to kind of catch your interest.
So what did you think when your mother started singing?
I thought it was great. It's great just that she's doing something purely for herself and purely something that makes her happy and that she enjoys, and something that gets her out with another sort of group of people who do similar types of things and have that similar interest, even though they probably come from very different backgrounds. So I thought it was great that she was trying that out, and I had never sort of thought of her as a singer either, so it was a little bit not out of character for her to try anything new, but just something that I hadn't necessarily expected her to go and do.
Well, and you're in Elora, Ontario, so Martha, why is it so important to you that you're bringing your daughter all the way to Winnipeg for this?
I just thought it was fun. Samantha's a very energetic, exuberant, happy, competent kind of person. And when I attended the workshop last year, there was something in Siobhan that reminded me of Samantha, because she has this wonderful way with people, and Samantha's always good with people, and just lively, exuberant, loads and loads of energy. And first of all, she just reminded me of Samantha. I think that was the first thing. Of course, Samantha's going to go to this workshop this weekend and kind of go, then I just sort of thought, gee, I think Samantha would just really have fun doing this, and wouldn't it be fun to do it together?
And what are you hoping to get out of this experience, Samantha?
I really don't have a whole lot of expectations, which is sort of nice, in the sense that I can just sort of go and absorb it and enjoy myself, and It certainly gives me the added bonus of being able to come out and visit with mom and dad outside of the workshop hours for a few days. We only get to see each other a couple times a year because we live so far apart. So, it'll be nice to sort of spend a mother-daughter weekend. We don't tend to do many of those. So, I'm just kind of expecting to go have a nice weekend.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for joining us this morning. Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you.
Thank you, Martha.
Thank you. And you'll mention the dates of when this workshop is and
Absolutely.
Where people could register if they
Absolutely.
Want to come.
Absolutely. We've got it right here, Friday, March
Great.
7th through Sunday, March 9th. And Martha Epstein and her daughter, Samantha, they're taking this Sing for Your Life workshop, and that is coming up the weekend, Friday, March 7th through Sunday, March the 9th. It's $150 for choir members, $175 for non-members, and that's at the Unitarian Church, 603 Wellington Crescent. And for more information, check out the choir's website at spiritscall.com, or you can call 488-0078. That's 488-0078. Their CD is called Together in Harmony. So nice to have a mother and daughter join us this morning and talk about singing. And speaking of mothers and daughters, my mother, Beverly, as well, it's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Mom.